To the movies now. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse set a record last weekend for the largest December opening for an animated film. But it doesn't look like any animated film you've seen before. Chris Klemek talked with the film's creators to find out how they achieved the movie's distinct visual pop.
The Amazing Spider-Man has starred in 6 movies this century, give or take a couple of Marvel flicks not named after him. But Into the Spider-Verse really is, to use some hyperbole familiar to longtime Marvel Comics readers, all new and all different. For one thing, it's not about that orphan nerd Peter Parker.
Miles, gotta go!
In a minute!
That's Miles Morales, performed by Shameik Moore. Miles is the son of a Puerto Rican ER nurse mom and an African-American police officer dad. Unlike the Stan Lee and Steve Ditko created Peter Parker, Miles is comfortable talking to girls and bathed in paternal love. No disrespect to Peter's ever ailing Aunt May.
We miss you, Miles.
You miss me? I still live here.
Producers Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the duo behind the Lego Movie, 21 Jump Street, and many others, knew that when Sony approached them with the prospect of an animated Spider-Man film, Miles' story was the one they wanted to tell.
We had fallen in love with Miles and the story of him and his family, and it just seemed like a great emotional bedrock to build a movie on.
I want to hear it.
You want to hear
it? I love you, Dad.
You're dropping me off out of school.
I love you, Dad.
Look at this place.
Dad, I love you.
Dad, I love you.
That's a copy.
Miles and Peter Parker, actually a couple of Peters Parker, a confident 20-something Spidey played by Chris Pine, and a depressed, divorced, 40-ish Spidey played by Jake Johnson, meet in Spider-Verse, thanks to a parallel dimension storyline that accommodates some of the weirdest spins on arachnid-themed crime fighting published in more than 50 years of Spider-Man comics. In addition to the trio of Spider-Men, we get Spider-Women.
My name is Gwen Stacy. For the last 2 years, I've been the one and only Spider-Gwen.
Hard-boiled private Spider-Dix.
Hey, fellas.
Is he in black and white?
Where's that wind coming from? We're in a basement.
Wherever I go, the wind follows. And the wind, it smells like rain.
Spider-Bots.
Hi, guys. Konnichiwa. Hajimemashite. Yoroshiku.
And spider pigs.
This could literally not get any weirder.
It can get weirder. I just washed my hands. That's why they're wet. No other reason.
That's John Mulaney as Peter Porker, the spectacular Spider-Ham. Though all these bizarre spider beings appear in the story and sometimes even the frame together, they're each drawn and animated in their own way. Lord co-wrote the screenplay with Rodney Rothman, one of the film's 3 directors. The team was determined to make the movie's look as fresh and contemporary as its story.
Being a process that was both CG animation and hand-drawn 2D animation, so it was very labor-intensive, but you could really feel the love on the screen.
Rothman says they wanted the film to strike each viewer individually.
The goal for us wasn't to create a movie that looked like a comic book. The goal was to create a movie that felt like
exactly.
a comic book or felt like reading a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to try to transplant that feeling and that experience to cinema.
Peter Ramsey is another of the directors. He said that to achieve Spider-Verse's kinetic visual language, the filmmakers had to throw out the way most modern cartoons are made. For example, they animated 12 frames per second instead of 24.
Another thing we did was not use any motion blur, which is a tool that's used on virtually every piece of CG animation you see now. So that's another thing, you know, our animation has a little more of a tactile feel to it.
Brian Michael Bendis is the comic book writer who, along with artist Sarah Pacelli, created Miles Morales back in 2011. He recalls developing Miles by taking a hard look at the original Spider-Man, Peter Parker.
He's this kid, and he lives in Queens or Brooklyn. He lives with his aunt, and his parents are gone. He's a science nerd, and you're trying to figure out, like, what's the Caucasian part? Like, where does that come in to make the story better, right? And then we're like, actually, it would probably be a better story if it wasn't. And then that conversation kind of spilled over into my real life.
Bendis was becoming a father in a biracial household. He wrote several of the comic book stories the movie borrows from, including Miles' origin and first meeting with Peter Parker. He was nervous that these stories that are so personal to him wouldn't work on screen, but was ultimately pleased. He hopes fans are too.
How many more spider people are there?
Save it for Comic-Con.
What's Comic-Con?
So, while Into the Spider-Verse's look is experimental, its appeal is universal. Let's say multiversal. For NPR News, I'm Chris Klemek.